It's 6:20. This is KEI News. I'm Justin Martin. Playoff baseball is back in Arlington, but things aren't looking so good for the Texas Rangers. They trailed the Toronto Blue Jays 7-0 after 9 innings in the first game of the American League Division Series. Here's the call.
It is a 3-RBI triple for Troy Tulowitzki, and the Blue Jays strike 5-0 Toronto.
KEI's Rick Holter reports from the ballpark on this playoff grudge match.
The last time Toronto ventured to Globe Life Park, they endured the punch heard round the world. Jose Bautista got decked by the Rangers' feisty second baseman, Rougned Odor. Today, the Blue Jays landed the baseball equivalent of a haymaker, scoring 5 runs in the 3rd inning and 2 in the 4th. The surge deflated a pumped-up crowd that didn't quite fill the ballpark. Blame the midweek afternoon start, or maybe it was the 90-degree temperature at game time. However you explain it, the Rangers' 2016 motto is still in force in this best-of-5 series: never, ever quit. Rick Holter, KERA News.
Game 2 of the American League Division Series starts at noon tomorrow. David Pugh is temporarily taking over the Dallas Police Force after David Brown retired earlier this week. Pugh, the interim chief, told reporters that the department is trying to bounce back from July's deadly shootings when a gunman killed 4 Dallas police officers and 1 DART officer in downtown.
The tragedy kind of set us back and made us take pause and really think about everything that we have to do out here on a daily basis and the risks that the officers take. And we did, and we're moving forward now, and I think we're going to forge ahead and continue to do everything that we were doing under Chief Brown's leadership.
Community policing was a priority under Brown, and Pugh says he will continue to push for police engaging with residents and neighborhoods across the city.
We're going to be out in the public. We're going to be out there talking to people in the communities. We're going to have every effort that we make is going to be to make sure that we're transparent and that people understand that we're people too and that they can trust us, and that's what it's all about. If I can continue to build the trust between the department and the community, that's what's really important to me.
Pugh, who joined Dallas Police in 1990, says he's not going to apply for the top job. A new police chief will not be chosen until next year when a new city manager takes over. A retirement celebration for Brown will be held later this month. Last month, the FDA banned the sale of soaps that contained certain antibacterial chemicals. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with microbiologist Brett Finlay about the problem with using these soaps, hand sanitizers, and other cleaning products.
Over 100 years ago, we realized that microbes cause disease. We labeled these things as germs, and we went on an all-out societal quest to get rid of them. We brought in sanitation and clean food, clean water, antibiotics, vaccines, and frankly, it was a terrific success. I mean, 100 years ago, 30% of kids would die of infections before there were 1. Now, less than 0.1% of kids die of infections. So that's spectacular success. And so we all do this, and we realize the cleaner we are, the less infectious diseases we get. But what we realized in the last few years is that we've gone too far, and in our quest to get rid of all these bad microbes, we've also wiped out a lot of the good ones. And what's coming out of the research is that those good ones are actually needed for us to develop normal and healthy bodies.
Brett Finlay is the author of Get Your Children's Good and Dirty. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 9, and you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Dance works have been commissioned with Nicole Ray in mind. She's one of the premier dancers in North Texas. She's an 18-year veteran at the Dallas Blacks Dance Theater. And each week in the Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, we explore the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, Nicole Ray tells KERA's Jerome Weeks about how dance brought her to Dallas.
Nicole Ray is so striking a dancer. The long limbs, the regal posture, the big, expressive eyes. She's inevitably asked, why aren't you dancing with Alvin Ailey or Bill T. Jones? But the question is really the one many North Texas artists often face. Why aren't you in New York?
Honestly, if I don't wish to live in a shoebox in New York and pay a lot of money for it, who wants to be cold? What dancer wants to be cold? It hurts. No, I love the heat. Love it. So Dallas is for me.
That's not what Ray planned in 1998. She'd graduated from the California Institute of Fine Arts and was performing with a company in L.A. Then a friend told her Dallas Black Dance Theater needed temporary extras for Porgy and Bess. The company was creating an ambitious adaptation of the Gershwin classic, set to Miles Davis' 1959 jazz album. Ray auditioned, heard nothing, went home. 2 weeks later, Ann Williams, the founder of Dallas Black Dance, called.
She asked me if I would join the company, and I was so elated. I drove from LA to Dallas in 2 days. What a wonderful adventure that was. It went right into rehearsal when I got out the car.
Ray has been with Dallas Black Dance ever since. She's been one of the company's signature performers, a presence on stage, a power, a grace.
She is a remarkable performer.
Charles Santos is the director of Titus, the dance presenter.
She's not only a dancer, she's a performing artist. She understands movement. She understands passion. She understands being an actress on stage.
Well, when you're in a company called Dallas Black Dance Theater, there's some theater involved.
Ray started learning dance at 13. That's actually late for a professional, but she took to it instantly. Dance was her emotional and physical release. Ray was raised in Detroit by a single mother, a social worker. Detroit was tough. When mom came home wrung out, home life could be tough too.
Having to grow up holding in emotion a lot, performance for me was being able to let that out. And it was therapy for me. Still is.
In 2010, Ann Williams commissioned the late Bruce Wood to choreograph a solo for Ray. It would become her signature work. It was Ray's idea to make the solo about an everywoman, a housewife, a mother, sitting at the table where she serves dinner, pays bills, feels overwhelmed by everything. But 2 days before the premiere, Wood told Ray he had an idea. Just go with it.
And he puts this powder all over the table. And he says, I want you to do everything with this powder on the table. And I thought, this is going to be magnificent.
It was. It is. Ray still performs The Edge of My Life so far, as the solo's called. She'll perform it in February. It looks as if the woman has laid out flour to make bread, but now she flings it in the air, slides in it, punches through the clouds. The dance is furious, frantic, and elegant.
Is any of that your mother?
I'd say so. I'd say so. Well, watching her balance all of that out by herself with her children in the economic state that we were in, well, that had a lot to do with my mom.
These days, Ray and her husband have a son, nearly 2 years old. And since 2009, Ray's been artistic director of Dallas Black Dance Theater's second company. That means she does a bit of everything, including stage managing the Dance Africa Festival this weekend. She's choreographed around a dozen works, but what she loves most is teaching her young dancers.
I love seeing them grow. I love watching them evolve. That's got to be my favorite, even though they're adults. They're my other children.
Teaching them how to be dancers, passing along the wisdom she's learned from mentors like Bruce Wood, Ray calls that sharing my pearls. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
See videos of Nicole Ray rehearsing and performing at artandseek.org/spotlight. Dallas Black Dance Theater presents Dance Africa this weekend at the Dallas City Performance Hall. For the evening, partly cloudy skies. There's a 50% chance for storms later on with a low around 70. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with a high near 79. It's currently 89 degrees in Dallas, 90 in Fort Worth, 89 in Tyler, and 87 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.